Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
Sir, W2ZIFN, good evening.
W2ZXN, good evening, Andy. What's going on tonight?
Not much, I say, as I realize that I'm driving off the road. 6 degrees. And I'm on my way to work, but got some moderately heavy snowfall and some very brisk winds, which are creating pretty much zero visibility. To give you an example, I spent some time here. I haven't been able to see the Cadillac emblem on the end of my hood. So just taking it really, really slow this evening. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot. Hoping that we get some brighter weather by morning, but we'll see what happens. So I'll say 7-3 and we'll be listening out there. Everybody have a good evening. W2ZXN.
Okay, Andy. Yeah, they say it's supposed to be windy, low snow, and low visibility here until later on tonight. So drive careful, and we have 3 degrees here, so we're not that far from you, and it's definitely got a feeling like it's going to be cold, real cold tonight. So, well, take care. Have fun there at work. Hopefully they got the heat on there for you, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
And 5AOW, good evening, Jeff. Got a mouthful here.
N5AOW, good evening, Bill. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole lot. Just got done plowing a little bit and keeping people cleaned out. It's just about zero here, pretty close. I'm hoping it don't get down too much colder, but it probably will. I don't know. It got down to, I think, -6 last night. -7, maybe. Cold enough. We don't need it going down too much further than that. It's been kind of a strange winter, really. Nothing we can really, I don't know, the weather, not really count on the weather. It's gotten to the point where you don't know what it's going to do anymore, and just have to deal with it at that point. Anyway, kind of caught me off guard a little bit, and I, got a few things done today. Didn't do basically anything to really, what's the word for it? I didn't go outside. I stayed inside. Looked good at times. 5 minutes later, it was a blizzard. You couldn't see down. I couldn't see the pole. Probably got to be 80 feet from me. It got that bad, and with the wind and everything, it made it worse. Didn't want to time it out. But anyway, one of those things, you know, it's the weather. We got to deal with it. And it is what it is, and we can't change it. So that's about it. So anyway, back to you, Jeff. KD2IAT, pardon me, N5AOW.
Alrighty, Bill. Yeah, you're right about that. There's nothing we can do about it, so we just got to suck it up. But I'm really hoping for a quick spring here. Sometime here in early March would be nice. We'll have to see. Boy, it's been one of the colder winters I remember. You know, usually you get down pretty cold here every winter, you know, for a stretch or two, you know, a week or two here and there maybe. But it just seems like it's constantly been down around zero and below zero. And not only that, but usually when it's, you have cold winters like that, you don't get this much snow. It's usually one or the other, you know. this year it's been a mix of both, boy. It's been really kind of been a nasty one, I think, in my opinion, anyway. But thanks, Bill. All right, you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT. I'll take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ.
KC2WI.
All right, there's two. We'll start with KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and everybody that checked in the other night. I did hear Andy there calling along with his car. We have the same conditions here in Liverpool, actually. You can't see across the street. And it's just blowing and it's snowing just at that level. Oh, it's really nasty out there tonight. We are under a warning here, I know that. So, I forgot what it was. I think it's 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. So, and one of those wind chill things, too. That seems to be quite routine. And we're at 6 degrees right now. 6 degrees, but it's supposed to go down lower. So, that's about it. 7 trees all around. Okay, 2 that ends up.
Okay, Jack. Well, I see that on the radar you guys were getting a bit of snow, and looks like you might get a little bit more here before all is said and done. But it looks like you're going to be right on the edge of it there, but they're predicting more snow for you and us up here. So nothing too crazy. I don't think we're going to get a foot or anything, but it just seems like every little bit, it just hurts a little more this year. But all right, thanks, Jack. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WIP, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Well, I'm pretty happy with the weather. Nothing's melting, and we're getting a little snow, and hopefully it will extend the riding season, and hopefully it's going to, the way this pattern is, it could be pretty good late winter, but, you know, we could get another one of those warm-ups, and that could kill it. But I've been, I really got to go out, because I know what's going to happen. I keep putting it off, you know, there's not that much new snow, and it's cold, and I got stuff to do, and whatever, but this has been a really strange 2 days. It's 5 degrees now. I don't know what it says the high was 23 today. In the middle of the day, it you know, quote unquote, warmed up. But the big thing is it's been snowing here for 2 days, and I have not been out of the house. I mean, yes, last night I went out and kind of shoveled just enough of a path between the back door and the wood pile so that I could walk without sort of tracking the snow, and it was only about an inch of snow. And today I was going to go into the in the town for the Chamber of Commerce business after hours. Actually, interesting, I'm on the list of one of these outfits that does on-site support, you know, contracts with different outfits that, you know, they might do it for HP or for, you know, so-and-so, whatever. And so they send me these, and I've only done one thing for them because it's kind of absurd. They send these emails, which they send, sometimes they just send them out to people, and occasionally they'll either call me or send it directly to me, and they'll say, oh, we have this job, they'll call me and they'll say, do you work in Potsdam? And I say, well, it's 3 hours. No. And they're like, oh, well, I guess they don't know how to look at a map. But other times, I had one in Hayburg, I think, and I watched this because they kept posting it, and nobody picked it up. So finally they called me and they said, well, could you do this job? And of course it's I don't remember what it was, but certain ones I'll do and certain ones I won't bother with at all. But don't know, it was replace a hard drive in a laptop or something. And,
the wonderful world of, contracting out the, hardware work. Yeah, I can imagine that's gotta be, that's gotta be touchy business right there. I myself am hip deep in encryption tonight. Well, not encryption, hashing, I should say, getting up some of the password routines on this script I'm working on, and, you know, it's got to be for the next gen password hashing. Unfortunately, PHP has built in a crypt function that, you know, they'll do one-way hashing, and you can really lock it down with bcrypt and really slow it down. So even if somebody was to get a hold of your hash tables, they wouldn't be able to they wouldn't be able to brute force the, if the hash is very fast, so it would take them a very long time to get through any passwords. But anyway, I'm just trying to get that. Encryption is not my area of expertise, so it takes a while to get it right. I think I'm just about done anyway with that. And it's on to the next section of code. It's a very long project, and I'm kind of excited, though, to get it finally going to a spot where I can actually see some work getting done. Anyway, B.I., well, thanks for checking in. I'm glad somebody out there is enjoying the winter. But I am not. I'm ready. I just got back from Vegas there, and I had a taste of spring and early summer there, and I'm ready for it. All right. Well, catch me later, Pete. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
You know, the thing is, I'm not, you know, I haven't really been out enjoying it in the last week, so, you know, time is growing short here, I think. Anyway, although I don't know, usually, you know, around here maybe not, but up in the mountains, it's the end of March. I'm going to get to do some enjoying this weekend and maybe even tomorrow. But, yeah, encryption is one of those mysterious things that I read about it in public keys and private keys and all this stuff, and when I read about it, okay, yeah, it makes sense, but about 10 minutes later, I've forgotten it. I don't understand it again, you know, because I haven't really done it, but, these contract things, you know, how do they think they're going to get really good quality people and pay them, you know, half the going rate? It's amazing to me, but anyway, I don't know. I gotta go visit Mom for birthday and put out some geocaches for our geocaching event stuff this weekend, but maybe we still have time sometime to get out and go snowmobiling around camp there.
I'd like to. I'm gonna try to think of maybe, not this weekend, but maybe the next weekend of getting up there and doing that. It's gonna be hit or miss, though. I'm not sure yet. It's going to be hard to plan that one out. Got so much work on the table. But I'll probably know more here by middle next week, I would think. But yeah, I'd like to get up there at least one more time and tour around a bit up in there and check it out. But we'll have to wait and see. All right, Pete. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Well, I just noticed it was 9:15, so I went and grabbed the radio. We've got about 2 degrees here, above zero, and the snow seems to have slowed down a little bit. We had cargo out tonight. Had a pretty good day today, pretty busy. A lot of repairs. Good, it's over. Hopefully tomorrow will be a little less stressful.
Such is the nature of the beast, I'm sure, in that business. You know, it's one day probably a lot of work, and some days it's not a lot, so it never seems to be stretched evenly, I would imagine. He says the way my business goes. All right. Thanks, Ray. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Comments or queries? Myself, nothing really much to report here. It's nasty out, and I don't want to go outside. So I've stayed in all day, and I've just worked. And that's it. I got to work all night here. So nothing really major to report. All right, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular MCUs. Thank Andy, Bill, Jack, Pete, and Ray for checking in. I say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
All right. Keep in touch next week, Jeff. I mean, maybe, you know, whether it's the weekend or whatever, I'm trying to fit in some getting out in between all the work that I really need to keep going. But, you know, we can just go up there, you know, for a day, whether it's Saturday or Sunday or sometime during the week. Or I think there's going to be snow the week after that and the week after that, the way this is going. Anyway, talk to you later. KD2AIT.
Will do. KD2AIT.
Good evening. This is W2JUV for Act 10, Nottie County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in this evening. Act 10 on Nottie County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any stations out there would like to check in?
This is KJ2Q with no traffic. Over.
KJ2Q, good evening. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there to check in tonight with Act 10?
N5AOW, no traffic.
AC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Oscar Whiskey, if that's correct, thanks for checking in this evening. Are there any others?
Nice MPU, we checked in, I think it doubled, over.
Okay, this is Act 10. I heard a station check in. I thought it was NBU, I didn't get the whole thing. Could you come back again, please?
That's KJ2Q, you doubled when that MPU station checked in, over.
Yeah, KC2, NBU.
Okay, got it that time. KD2NBU, thanks for checking in. Any others out there that would like to check in this evening?
N2, DYU. No traffic.
N2, TYU, good evening, Tom. Any other stations that would like to check in tonight with Act 10? Final call for Act 10, Nottie County Traffic Emergency Net. Any stations would like to check in, all are welcome, with traffic or without. Okay, thanks to all for checking in to Act 10 tonight. W2JUV, clear the repeater and QSY 224.